a lot that has to do with just the cliffhanger competition as well. Matt does a great job putting it on, but the people over there are just so into the sport of climbing and so laid back, and I just love the countryside over there. This year, I've actually booked specific tickets and everything for around Dave because I'm actually trying two big projects out there, Gold of Problems that have never been done. One called the Wimberry Dino, which is actually out in Wimberry. Nobody's ever been able to do it, and I was literally centimeters, about 1 centimeter or two away from doing it last year. Extended my trip actually last year to see if I could actually finish it off, and ended up splitting open my finger pretty bad so I couldn't climb on it. And the other problem is actually right there in the Peak District, actually at Stonage, which is actually a boulder problem that I actually found and cleaned off. I'm sure people have kind of tried something like it before, but never this big of a dino, and I'm very close on that as well. So can't wait to get back out there. We got a little film crew coming along as well. You know, can't wait just to get over there and have fun at the competition, hopefully break into the record, and then hopefully be able to send at least one of those two projects. So. But, you know, that's what I love about the sport is that no matter how good you are, it just keeps on pushing you and pushing you and pushing you. So,
can I just take you back to that accident you had in 2005? So you fractured your vertebrae and it was multiple fractures to your left eye socket, wasn't it? I mean,
yeah, exactly. So it was my entire zygomatic. Basically what happened is I was doing a big dyno in a competition and I actually even fell into a pole vaulting crash pad. And all those accidents still happen, so pads don't necessarily mean you're going to walk away from an accident. I flipped upside down off a hold. I basically went into a Superman off a climbing hold and went past it. And when I came off, I started nosedive, and I nosedived right in the ground head first. That's what fractured my spine. And then my right knee actually came in because of gravity right into the left side of my face and split open my jeans. It hit my face so hard. And it just pulverized. Basically, the doctor said it looked like sawdust when he was in there. My facial bone from my nose all the way up to my temple.
Wow. So how do you, how do you come back from something like that mentally and physically?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he had actually given me about a 4 to 5 year recovery time to be able to do, you know, pretty good daily physical activity. I wasn't moving at all from the neck down there for quite a while. Because my body was such in shock and everything. My back was just black and it was just horrible. And 2 years, almost to the day after my accident, I broke the first world record of my, or, you know, the first one over at Cliffhanger. So, a lot of it came down to just motivation and willpower is kind of what I, you know, attribute a lot to it as. You know, I had some great, great surgeons who helped me along the way and some great friends and family who were really inspirational too. But, you know, I just love that feeling, I guess, of flying through the air and, you know, latching onto a hold and kind of skying out and everything. I love being outside. I love being in nature. I love being off the ground. I love heights. And I think that has a lot to do with it as well, that I can kind of mentally overcome it again. So I can definitely say that I think dinoing is about 10% physical, 90% mental, especially when you start doing, you know, world record distances like 9'5", which I'm going for this year. Because you walk up to a wall, it doesn't even look possible. You have entire sheets of plywood on the wall in between you and the end hold, you know. And what you really have to do is you just have to psych yourself up and believe personally that it's possible. Even if you get in the back of your mind, you don't think it is for that attempt or those 3 attempts or whatever. You really just have to kind of psych yourself up and trick yourself into believing it's possible. One of the biggest things that always keeps me going is people always say what I'm about to try doing is impossible. You know, you hear that in the crowd. You hear that from friends. You hear that from all over the place. And, you know, the best feeling in the world is accomplishing something that everybody else says is impossible.
I mean, how far do you think it can go? You set 285 meters last year. Will it hit 3?
Yeah, you know, I've been thinking about that a lot kind of lately, too. I actually finally, after 5 years of doing this, I own a wine grow company here in Denver where I'm a sommelier, a wine expert. And what I actually do for my company is I buy wine barrels from France, Italy, Napa Valley, all over the place. I warehouse them here and I sell them to home wineries, home brewers, things like that. So I have this big, big warehouse. I finally just put in my first actual dyno wall. Now, North America's actually first official dyno wall about 2 weeks ago. I finished construction on it. And I was actually thinking that because I was finishing out the bolt line, you know, and I was like, okay, I have it to 2.9. I was like, do you think this could ever go further? And I was like, oh, of course it can. So I drilled it all the way out and everything. I definitely think that it can. Because, you know, I mean, when the sport started and everything, I believe Matt's first jump was like, you know, 2.6, 2.65 or something. I know that's where my first ones were. And, you know, then they developed these different footing strategies, and we developed different swinging strategies, and now there's people going with their right hand and their left hand and kicking off the wall. And, you know, there's so many different variables and everything, and at the end of the day, it is basically a high jump contest. I've modified my training over the last year where it's more 80% now just in the weight gym doing drills that, you know, were meant for